Bob Long and Motor News Weekly.
He's one of the treasures and icons of our hobby, the automotive hobby. Gail Banks joins us live from California. Our telephone number is 800-449-8255. Also, emails are a viable option, bob@boblongradio.com. And Gail, I got an email here from a gentleman by the name of Jim Frazier. And he writes, Gail, I'm on the East Coast and run a 32-foot sport fishing boat with a traditional Volvo Penta marine diesel. I'm rethinking of repowering it and saw one of your marine engines on display at a boat show, as well as a video about it online. A couple of questions. Number one, I would like to get more information on the platform, specs, fuel economy numbers, and cost figures. How do I get this information? That's the first part of the question, Gail.
That would be basically, once again, just to prioritize this for your listener, just go to gbanks@bankspower.com, and I will get the information. I need to know, I'll get the information back to him. I need to know, though, whether or not this is a stern drive setup. There are various forms of drives in boats, and V drive, what we call post hole, just direct drive to the prop, stern drive, and then jet drive. So, In terms, my diesels are generally more powerful than what he's got fitted in there, and of course, fuel efficiency is the other, always the deal with anybody in the boat. Range is huge, and right now there's some Cummins based marine engines I designed for the Navy, my team and I, 10 years ago. We're now doing that's an inline six. We're now doing a V8, which is the one he's interested in, that's Duramax based Gale Banks marine engine, and that the fuel efficiency gains in the last 10 years that we found, we call it combustion recipe. We really perfect the injection and the atomization and the complete burn. So what we call it, clean tune. We do it with the trucks. We do it with the boats. It's, if I put the fuel in the engine, I don't want to see any smoke. That means I didn't burn it all in the engine. I want to use smoke in the air is mileage and horsepower that you can't realize. It's waste. So, so we do the clean tune, which, by the way, is huge right now, because since the election cycle, the EPA is now cracking down on the companies that produce the illegal mechanisms to remove your diesel particulate filters and all of that other stuff. We are, Banks Power is right now the only completely legal product line for diesel tuning in the United States. And the other guys are getting fined. One of the fines is very close to $100 million. That's how bad they were and how long they did it. They've all known it's illegal. They felt it was kind of cool. And, this can go not only from the manufacturer, it goes all the way to the owner of the vehicle. We took the high road. Our trade association, SEMA, has always taken the high road. And working together, we came up with a method to make all this stuff legal. And it is, by God, legal. I'd like to sit in this seat today. It's worth all the effort. So it goes
that
back to
great.
His marine quest. Part of making the engine clean is burning all the fuel you can in the engine and minimizing the aftertreatment. So, we've got the answer, marine or automotive or truck. And
absolutely.
Bottom line, this is the same technology I've been developing for the Navy. We did tests out here in the San Diego area with some of the elite forces on their high-speed craft. And, we're doing something really radical. The majority of our engines, of course, are turbocharged, but on these, we're doing a super turbo, wherein there's a supercharger and two turbos on the same engine.
Oh, wow.
We run on the supercharger at lower boat speeds. Like if you're underway and overtaking, let's say you're overtaking a freighter, and you want to board that freighter, and the freighter's going 10 or 12 knots, which is quite slow for the normal boat, matching the speed and holding the throttle and having the throttle respond precisely when you've got a 700 or 800 horsepower engine with a huge turbocharger on it, it's awfully soft down there at those speeds when you're trying to board the other craft. So you got to have accurate control. You got guys boarding that you could put them in the water, and that's not good. So the blower gives us that speed match. The top end, we size the turbos for pure top end. So these boats are faster. They're actually we take the blower offline, so you have good fuel economy when you're at higher or mid cruise speeds. So all this technology is driven by what we call the Banks AutoMind electronics package, the engine control. So it's pretty cool what we're able to do with diesel today. It is the most efficient internal combustion engine form there is.
That is so true, my friend. We'll take a pit stop when we come back on the other side. We'll talk about Gail's work with the military, and then in the final segment of this hour with Gail, we'll talk about turbocharging and some of the great stories he's got about that in the early days and the lectures. I can't wait to hear that. And don't be a stranger. Give us a call, 800-449-8255, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. This is Motor News Weekly.
Automotive questions? Call now. 1-800-449-8255. Motor News Weekly will be back in a moment. To love it too much.
Is it time for you to own your own business? Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care, is assigning franchises with protected territories across America at an affordable.
Back to Bob Long and Motor News Weekly.
Thank you so much for being with us. Gail Banks is our very special guest in this hour of the program. Automotive pioneer, automotive icon, and a treasure to the automotive hobby. 800-449-8255 is our telephone number. Bob at Bob Long Radio is the best way to get a hold of us email-wise. Gail, let's talk a little bit about the great work that you've been doing out over in the areas of harm with folks in our military who are driving Humvees. I mean, these vehicles are very heavy, and they need to get out of way of harm's way. And I know you've done some great work in making these vehicles a lot faster on the move, and they need to be, to say the least. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, the Humvees, of which there's probably 155,000 or so that are active in the military, when you go downrange with these things, when you're in theater, they are armored up because they were first produced in 1985. They're real vulnerable. So in terms of vehicle mass, it's been negative, though, because the trucks weighed around 7,800 pounds when they're first produced. Now our test weight is 14,500 pounds.
Wow.
And the Marines like to test at 15,500 pounds. So, but you still have the same 190 horsepower diesel engine I fooled with that engine in the late 70s for GM. I did a lot of intake manifold studies for them on the pre-production engines. That was the 6.2 liter that came out in the 82 GM pickups, and later got turbocharged and became a 6.5. So what we've got is 1980s engine technology and vehicles that are being built today. It's crazy. They are really bad at high altitude. There's virtually no altitude compensation out of the way they were turboed, and they're underpowered. So what we've done is we've come up with what we call the Sidewinder turbo package for the Humvees. And it's, or my pals in the Navy have been so kind as to do quite a bit of testing, especially places like up in Fallon, Nevada at NAS Fallon, which is actually the top gun school, but they do a lot of ground and air coordination up there, that type of training for the guys in the Navy that, you know, get up in the air and also on land, kind of the special operation.
Hold that thought, Gail. We'll follow up on the other side. This is Motor News Weekly.
Bob Long and Motor News Weekly.
Black smoke is a thing of the past in today's diesel technology, courtesy of the guest who joins us, true automotive treasure, treasure of the automotive hobby. Gail Banks has been with us in this entire hour, and hour's gone very fast. Means we're going to have to do another one of these real soon. Gail, before the break there, you were telling us about the testing that you have been doing with the military down near San Diego. Tell us more.
Well, essentially, what we do with these up-armored Humvees is we make them capable of getting to the fight, and most importantly, getting away from the fight if things get too hot and you got to get the hell out of Dodge. We make huge changes in the 0 to 60 time on these things. Also, we add braking of the Banks exhaust brake system to these because they're not only underpowered when they're up armored, they're also underbraked.
Sure.
And we add the Allison 6-speed transmission. That is a dramatic change in the performance of the vehicle and its fuel economy. And now we're also working with Active Shock out of New Hampshire, owned by General Kinetics, on their computer-controlled suspension and shock systems. And I've driven I've driven off-road. These things only have 8 inches of suspension travel. With this computer-controlled suspension system, it's as if they have 16 inches of suspension travel. You can go places.
Oh, you're kidding.
You can go places. We're driving open country. I mean, rough open country at 80 miles an hour in one of these things. So.
Oh, wow.
And they are durable, fuel efficient, the whole thing. We developed the turbocharging for high altitudes, such as Afghanistan, on a Pikes Peak Unlimited car with Paul Dallenbach driving it the last couple of years. So, because we wanted 14,000-foot power, you know, power at that altitude, and that just happens to be the altitude of Pikes Peak. So
all my
life I have developed, I've pushed the envelope through endurance racing, drag racing, whatever it may be. If I want to make a quick-reacting engine, I go drag racing. Like we're building a top dragster, an NHRA Sportsman top dragster, with a blown Duramax V8 in it and zoomy headers. Where do you see this? I'm sure it'll be in the magazines.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. The whole deal, you know, with turbocharging, I mean, I taught turbo engine design at General Motors Institute back last time in 1980. And I had a couple Ford guys in that class because I had open enrollment at the GMI. I was the only guy who did. One of them is still at Ford and really neat guy. they started, and I was preaching back in 1980 because we were in a fuel crisis then, we need like a 1.5 liter, 2 liter, highly turbocharged engine that is little when you're cruising and gets big when you put the pedal down and the turbo comes in. 30 some years later, he sends me some dyno curves covertly out of Ford on their V6 twin turbo. and says, "Hey, Gail, how does this look to you?" I went back at him. I said, "What the hell took you so long? You know, 30 years?
30 years. And yeah. It's so true, that 3.5 liter, 350 horsepower, 350 pound feet of torque. And now they've expanded to four cylinder and upcoming three cylinder variants of the EcoBoost. And you were preaching it way back then. And it's true about diesels, too. I mean, the one thing that I'm frustrated with, Gail, and I'm sure that you run into this as well from time to time, people still have the misconceptions of some of the ill-planned diesel power plants here from some of the diesel manufacturers, the OEMs, back in the late 70s and 80s. I mean, they think that these diesels of 2012, 2013 are like the diesels of back then. I mean, they've come a country mile. Like you say, black smoke is a thing of the past. The chatter is a thing of the past. These new diesel power plants are truly remarkable.
Yeah, everybody I know who goes to Europe, like half the cars in Europe are diesel. They'll rent a car and discover later, like days later, when they go to fuel it, it's a diesel. They are so quiet. Of course, the torque coming out of the hole, nothing feels like a diesel engine. They are really fun to drive. I mean, I go from the top to the bottom. I mean, I built diesel drag race engines that are around 1,600, 1,800 horsepower. But on the other end of it, I've got my little 2009 Jetta TDI sport wagon, which I've set up road race style. And that 2-liter diesel turbo rips. I mean, and I'm getting 40 miles to the gallon when I'm cruising on the... you know, going up to Fresno and up to Yosemite, I'm building a house up there, and it's what a pleasure. That thing grooves through the turns, comes off the turns hard with that torque output. It is a very cool technology. It has been beat back in the United States by the green movement unfairly. And now, diesel is
true.
It's clean, fuel efficient, it's everything you're looking for. So as these diesels come out, you're going to have a diesel Grand Cherokee coming out of Jeep in, I believe, March of next year. I can't wait to own one. I want to do an SRT-D Grand Cherokee. I distribute also and build bank style a four-cylinder 2.8-liter double overhead cam and a V6 double overhead cam diesel engine, which are based on VM Motore engines out of Italy. Those I'm putting in Jeeps like mad. I'm coming up with packages, emissions legal packages, to take your older Jeep and make it modern and make it efficient, and most of all, make it work well. You know, nothing like that diesel torque in it. Yeah.
That instant power. Gail, we're going to have to do another hour really soon. Thank you so much, my friend. He is the legendary Gail Banks. I'm Bob Long, and this is Motor News Weekly.
This is Motor News Weekly.